So good to see you all. Today I want to speak about from today's Torah portion, and I want to go straight here because we don't have much time. I want to ask you to open with me Deuteronomy chapter 17, and we will look at first verse today. As usual, I will say nothing new today, but everything is so important for us to know, to remember. So first verse, and actually I can read it and stop it here. It will be accomplished, already a complete message for us. You are not to sacrifice to Adonai your God a bull or a sheep that has a defect or anything bad, for that would be an abomination to Adonai your God. So much more here. So many ideas, so deep here. So based on the scripture, if one were to sacrifice a lamb to the Lord, it should be without spots or any defects. Here is some feedback from the Lord on that question. And I want to read very briefly. Numbers 28, verse 3. Yah shall offer unto the Lord two lambs of the first year without spot. Numbers 28, 9. And on the Sabbath day, two lambs of the first year without spot. Again, the same time, without spot. 28, 11, Numbers. Seven lambs of the first year without spot. Numbers 29, 17. 14 lambs of the first year without spot. Again and again. Only perfect sacrifice to the Lord, without any defect and any spot on it. It should be perfect, perfect for the Lord. Seems to me that the Lord is pretty big on perfection here. What do you think? He leaves no room for deviation, not even a spot for deviation. Only perfect, without spot, without anything here. So, and I want to show two meanings in this place of scripture, in this verse. First of all, why is it? Why the Lord commands us to bring the perfect sacrifice to Him? First, because the perfect sacrifice in the Torah pointed us to the future Messiah. It should be perfect. Why? Because the Messiah, He is perfect. And the Lord does not receive any imperfect sacrifice. Because the message here about Messiah, coming of Messiah. 1 Peter 1:19. But with the precious blood of the Messiah, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, our salvation in Messiah. He's blemish, He's without spot, He's perfect. Can you imagine? I want just to draw a picture here. The people were to always bring the sacrifice into the temple, and it was the picture of the perfect sacrifice that Yeshua was to become in future. Every time in the temple, the Mishkana, Tabernacle of Moses, temple in the Jerusalem, it was a constant reminder for all Israel that Messiah is coming, and He is holy and blameless. He's perfect. Every time, sacrifice should be perfect. Let's say together, perfect. Because it's a picture of Messiah. Temple and Mishkana, Tabernacle of Moses, is the picture for us and for whole Israel. It was so deep in the hearts of Jewish people. Without blameless, perfect sacrifice is no forgiveness. Without the blood of the perfect sacrifice is no way to please the Lord. It's so deep. It's so deep. This when Yohanan the Mercer, he pointed to Yeshua. He said, this is the Lamb of God. He's taken the sins of the world upon Himself. Blameless, perfect. And one of the most obvious messianic place of the Tanakh, and I want to read it, in Yeshayahu chapter 53, who knows what does it mean, Yeshayahu? Isaiah 53. And it's favorite place of mine, actually. Again, favorite. Bible is favorite for me. When I read it today, the Lord touched my heart so deeply because about Him. This is the Brit HaChadashah here. This is the good news for our people here. This is the message about Yeshua the Messiah. Clear message about salvation through the blood of the future Messiah. And I want to read it from the first verse, and we'll read almost all the chapter here. Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of Adonai revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, nor beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely, he has borne our griefs and carried our pains. Yet, we esteemed him stricken, struck by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced because of our transgressions, crushed because of our iniquities. The chastisement for our shalom was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us turned to his own way. So Adonai has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The prophetic picture of Messiah. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter, like a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Perfect sacrifice. The Lamb of God, without blame, without any sin. And verse 11, as a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied by his knowledge. The righteous one, my servant will make many righteous, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion with the great, and he will divide the spoil with the mighty, because he poured out his soul to death and was counted with transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors, for us, for every one of us. How wonderful our Messiah Yeshua is. How beautiful is He. He died for us. He loved us so much from all His heart, though we did not deserve it. And we never be able to pay Him back. Never. He is perfect. His love, His mercy. Our hearts belong to Him. He is our Savior and He is our love. Our master and our king. He's purchased us by this perfect sacrifice. And when we see here, bring only perfect sacrifices. Why? Because it shows Yeshua, future coming Messiah. We know his name Yeshua, his name above all the names. And I like one more place of scriptures. This is Isaiah chapter 9. Prophetic, messianic place of scripture. We need to remember it. We need to read it. We need to understand this place. From the verse 6. From verse 5. For to us a child is born, a son will be given to us, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Child. Son, can you imagine? Baby. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, My Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. And the verse 6, of the increase of his government and shalom, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom. Prophetic, perfect sacrifice for us. This was the first meaning of it. This is why the sacrifice should be perfect. And the second meaning and the second part of this understanding, this is our part. It shows us our responsibility to strive for excellence, to bring the best to the Lord in our lives. He is the Lord, not we are. We are serve Him on His condition, not on our conditions, because He is the Lord. I want to compare with the Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And I'm sorry, it's tough, it's hard words, but it's truth. I need to read everything. It doesn't say here, sometimes you do, yeah? What is your Bible says? Colossians 3:23. Can you read for me, please? You know English better than me, so. Can you read, somebody? Colossians, yeah. So whatever it means, sometimes few things. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I thought the same. Wherever, let's say it together. Wherever. Wherever you do, work it from the soul as for the Lord, and not for people. So strong. I see the same picture as we read before. Only perfect to the Lord. And wherever you do everything, do it not for the people, but for the Lord, for Him. I think we need to take a closer look at the meaning of this statement. What does it mean, as for the Lord? And first of all, how wonderful it would be if in our walk with the Lord, we always kept Him at the very center of our lives. It would be wonderful everywhere to walk with Him, to think about Him, to do our best, and first of all, for Him. So I believe, according to that scripture, that everything we do, literally everything, wherever, no matter when, no matter where, no matter to whom, even Bible says to evil one, if we do something, if we promise something, we should keep our promises, even to not good people. No matter to whom, we must always do it just as if we were doing it for the Lord. Amen. I want to skip a few words and I will speak it later tomorrow about it. But I want to ask the question, have you ever been the customer who received an inferior product? Sure or not? Or I'm only one in my life? No. Have you ever bought the car that turned it to be a lemon? Okay, how about my favorite one? This is, I like this. Please draw a picture, imagine it. Who likes a dentist who did not do a good job and sends you home? Ooh, it's painful, yeah? If you have this memory, forgive me. I just want to remind this memory. It's certainly frustrating when these things happen to us. How important is that wherever we do it with all our hearts and the best and for the Lord. Literally everything. It's so important. When we come to know the Lord, we are saved by the blood of His Son, and when the Holy Spirit, and He's not only Holy, but He's also perfect Spirit, affects the attitude on our hearts and makes a change within us by His presence, by His Spirit. All things have passed away and all things have become new. Amen. I know when we came to the Lord, it should be this way. If I was to steal something before, I should stop to do it because I'm a believer. If I did something in the past with with health of my heart, now I start to do better because I am the follower of Yeshua. He is my master and he is the perfect. He is leading me to perfection. The Holy Spirit revives the conscience of man and changes hearts, for he is perfect and we become like him. Wherever we do less than our best for the Lord or for our boss or for our synagogue, either way, we are presenting spotted lamb to the Lord. And we should not do it, never. Never should not do it. We should bring the perfect lamb, perfect sacrifice. And I want to read all the passage from Colossians, and I mean, it's strong. Verse 23, 24, and 25. The same passage, Colossians chapter 3. So, again, I'm sorry, but I will repeat. Whatever you do, work at it from the soul as for the Lord and not for people. For you know that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as a reward. It is to the Lord Messiah you are giving service. Can you imagine? It is to the Lord Messiah you are giving service. Whatever you do, it is to the Lord Messiah you are giving service. For the one doing wrong will be paid back for that he did wrong. And there is no favoritism. No favoritism here. The Lord is the same for everyone. The life of believer, it's walk before the Lord who has the power to reveal or to reward whenever he wills. It's in his will. So I want to read one place of scripture, Matthew chapter 6 from the verse 1. And I believe this is touching all our life, all parts of our life. Beware of practicing your righteousness before others to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you do tzedakah or good deeds or good work, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, so that they may be glorified by men. Amen, I tell you, they have their reward in full already. So I want to ask a question. What do you think? What is better for us, to receive reward from person or from the Lord? I think so too. Always. Always. Sometimes people ask me, why it's happened when I'm act honestly to somebody, somebody paid me wrong thing and do it something wrong against me. And I read once Mother Teresa, am I right in English? Yeah, thank you. Mat Teresa in Russian, so. And I want to read it for you because it touched my heart so deeply. She write this. People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you on selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. That you spent years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Perfect. I believe this is explanation for me. And one of the places of scripture, Matthew chapter 5, blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. You are blessed. you are happy, because you will be rewarded by God. Amen. It's beautiful. So, and I want to finish with the idea, and I have interesting here. The second thing I want to read, I want to go back and read once again the place of Scripture we read today. Deuteronomy chapter 17, and I want to give one more explanation for this place. You are not to sacrifice to Adonai your God a bull or sheep that has a defect or anything bad, for that would be an abomination to Adonai your God. So today our sorry. Something important I want to say today. Today our sacrifice is a sacrifice of our life to the Lord. In one of the very important parts of our sacrifice is our ministry to the Lord. We don't have a blood sacrifice anymore because the Messiah is our perfect sacrifice. Amen. But the Scriptures called us a living sacrifice for the Lord, every one of us. Our worship, our ministry, our offerings, our fellowship, our prayers, we are living sacrifices for the Lord. And Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I like this place. I urge you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. And I want to ask you to repeat after me. Present your bodies. Do we have anybody here? No bodies, only spirits. Yeah, sometimes we have, I met some believers, they don't have body anymore. They have only spirit. You know what it means? When you need help, he will never show up. Never. Because he is walking in spirit. Spirit-led, how to escape, to help or to ministry something or somebody. It's not the spirit of God, of course. It's other spirit. Because it said here, I urge you, therefore, brothers and sisters, I ask you, I want to prepare you, I want to show importance to you. By the mercy of God, by the mercy of God, what he's done for us. To present your bodies as a living. He don't need dead people. He needs living people. Amen. Joyful, living, full of joy, full of the Lord, full of his presence. Living sacrifices. Holy, acceptable to God. And this is your spiritual sacrifice, service to him. We serve the Lord whom we do not see when we express our love and care to his people. We do not see Lord here, but through our service to each other, we serve the Lord. We serve him by using the gifts and talents that God has given us, and we know that he sees our hearts. So when we serve one another, each other, we praise the Lord. We give the sacrifice to him. He is pleased with our ministry to him. And if it is important to do our best on our job, how much important is that we serve the Lord with excellence and with all our soul? What do you think? Amen? Amen. So if we want to please our boss, how much more we should please our Lord? How much more we should think about doing the best to him? The first and more important commandment, you remember this first commandment? The first. Let's say together, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your... Live for him. Sacrifice. experience in my ministry when people do not properly prepare for a commitment and they trust the Lord to smile upon their work and help them to do well their ministry. You know, not serious about it. Or sometimes somebody not show up when he should come or something. But I want to say, you shall bring the blameless sacrifice to the Lord. It means to do your part with excellence. Amen. In the congregation, everyone is important, loved, and desired. For everyone, there is a place for every one of us. We have special spiritual gifts, and together we have family, we have congregation. We are members of the body of Messiah. We are so precious. He loves us so much. Amen. So, in closing, I want to read the last, I promise you, last place of Scripture. It will be the last one. About one of the righteous kings in the Scriptures, the name Hezekiah. This is the 2 Chronicles chapter 29. And I want to read a few verses here. The verse 1. Hezekiah became king when he was 25 years old. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. So he was a young guy, 25 years old. Second verse. He did right in the eyes of Adonai just as his father David has done. He was right before the Lord. He was righteous. So, the verse 5, he's speaking to the people of Israel. When he said to them, listen to me, Levites. Come on, listen to me. Sanctify yourselves and sanctify the house of Adonai, the God of your fathers, and remove the defilement out of the holy place. The verse 10. Now it is in my heart to make a covenant with Adonai, the God of Israel, so that his fierce anger may turn away from us. The verse 11. My sons, you know, 25 years old king speaking to the people of Israel. It's not his words. This is the words of the Lord to the people of Israel. Because he speaks through one of the priests in the time. He was led by this priest. This is the words of the Lord. My sons, now do not be negligent, for Adonai has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and to be his ministers, and to burn incense to him. Amen. I want to stop here, and I want to pray for us, because sometimes we are busy in our work, in our life. We are busy to live. I just want to let you know, everything we are doing, Yeshua is in the center, is in the center. I know sometimes priority is important, but we need to put one priority, the Lord, everywhere. In work, in the family, everywhere, He is the priority number one. Amen. And do the best for Him, because He deserves the best, the best, the best. So let's pray. Our Father, thank you for opportunity to be in this place, Lord, on this beautiful place, Lord, to spend time in your presence and presence of each other, Lord. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for perfect sacrifice for each one of us, Lord. Lord, help us to be a living sacrifice to you, to live our life fully to you, Lord, to be good servant. We will hear in the end the voice of your master who said, well done, come into joy of your master. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for tomorrow, Lord, for Shabbat. Thank you for presence of your spirit in our families, Lord, everywhere we go, Lord. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Let's stand up together and let's finish our service with the Aaronic Bendition. So please don't be alone. Find somebody. We are the body of Messiah together.
Hallelujah. Yevrechecha Adonai veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha is Adonai panavelecha vayasem lecha shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you his peace. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen. Shabbat shalom.